Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And it is snowing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A lot of people walking outside on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, where our station is located, just enjoying the snow. Ethel, I saw you out there.
Yes.
I've got Ethel McHarg. She is the Executive Director of Right to Life Committee of New Mexico and Studios. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Ethel, before we start talking, I want to let everybody know in the second half hour today, we are going to have musician and songwriter Ryan Stevenson in studio, actually on the phone, speaking with us about the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour. It's coming to Rio Rancho, the Santa Ana Star Center on Thursday, February 6th. It's going to be an amazing concert with Taryn Wells, Jordan Felice, Ryan Stevenson, Aaron Cole, and Cochran and Company, and, of course, Toby Mac. So we hope you'll register for tickets at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000. It'll be a fun concert, Ryan Stevenson, coming up in our second half hour today. Ethel McHarg, again, Right to Life Committee Executive Director. You've got a legislative session coming up starting Tuesday next week. And it's always intriguing to me because we've all been waiting on what we call the governor's call.
Yes.
Right now, there's nothing about right to life issues or family issues or any of those things really on the table right now. But we all know that somehow, some way, they're going to pop up.
We do believe. We don't believe that that's not going to happen.
Well, Ethel, you are out, and I want to read something off your website because it is enlightening to me. On your first page of RTLNM, so righttolifenm.org, that's your website. There's a lot of people that have never been to your website, and I want to direct them there because the right to life is not just an abortion topic.
Right.
You are protecting all innocent human life from fertilization until natural death. And one of the things I hadn't thought about was this big topic of euthanasia.
Mm-hmm.
People are just wanting to take our elderly and almost get rid of them.
Absolutely. Well, it isn't just the elderly. And I want to make that clear because there are euthanasia or assisted suicide, which is legal in some states like Oregon. And what it isn't just for those that are elderly and sick. It's even for the young.
Mm.
If you're depressed, well, you know, why don't we just help you along?
Wow.
So, and that's where it goes. And I say, you can't open that door because for them, for Oregon, because they've opened that door, suicide has increased, assisted suicide, over 40%. And so that's what happens. Same thing happened with abortion. But once you crack open that door, you know, the floodgates start. And then they use it to, they encourage people. They probably even tell the elderly, not probably do, you know, you shouldn't be a burden to your family. And they create a lot of guilt for them, for just being alive. You know, maybe they're frail, they're sick, you know, maybe they haven't for a while. And so, yeah, people need to understand that there's a lot of pressure for people to just take themselves out.
I'm really fascinated with the way we all use the English language to kind of try to convince people.
Mm-hmm.
And you are part of the pro-life movement, the right to life. You believe that the unborn can't defend themselves.
Right.
And so we need to protect them.
Yes.
And again, from fertilization or
conception,
all the way through natural end of life.
Yes.
So that's an amazing task. But you are fighting against people, organizations that are called Respect New Mexico Women, the pro-choice movement. You are fighting people that call themselves women's health care.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all, you know,
misnomers.
Yeah, they're all English speak for something that really, as a Christian, these are people that are promoting murder.
Right. Even the word, just think about this, Planned Parenthood.
Mm.
Now, doesn't that seem nice?
It does.
Planning
seem nice.
Parenthood. But nothing could be further from the truth. They have no intentions of you planning parenthood.
Right. They are promoting abortions.
They are.
And we talked in our last time when we had you and Vince Torres, with the Family Policy Alliance, who was visiting with us yesterday.
Yes.
And we're going to have you both on next week.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing this is these are issues that are going to be confronting New Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that was amazing last year is, and I'm always happy to point this out, the church came together.
Yes.
To really support this. When I talk about the church, I'm talking about the Catholics and the Protestants of every denomination. People came together. And I have to tip my hat to the Catholic Church, because there are so many people politically on both sides of the aisle that are Catholic,
mm-hmm.
Democrats, Republicans,
yeah.
and they really stepped up on this issue and they said, no, we are not going to endorse a late-term abortion
mm-hmm.
bill.
Absolutely.
We're not going to make that law. And I've been kind of confused about this, Ethel, because right now it is legal mm-hmm. in New Mexico to have a late-term abortion.
It is, to the day of delivery.
So the difference between two women heading to the hospital in a cab, you know, or an Uber or whatever, frantically trying to get to the hospital, one of them has her baby in the car. She gets to the hospital. The hospital is now treating two human beings
mm-hmm.
and keeping them alive and making sure they're okay. The other person hasn't given birth, and they are actually allowed to literally mutilate that unborn child,
mm-hmm.
even though there really is no difference between the two.
Right.
They are legally allowed to kill it. That is so shocking. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to even say it on the mm-hmm. air.
For late-term abortions, what they do is they have a lethal injection that they insert into the child to stop the heart of the child to cause cardiac arrest. And let me tell you this. It is illegal in our state to allow them to do the same to an animal. Illegal. You can't do that to a dog, cat, anything else, because they say it's cruelty, because it takes about 24 hours. And so they are in terrible pain for an entire 24-hour period. So, yes, in the beginning they have dismemberment abortions. Mm. In the end they do cardiac injections to cause a cardiac, you know, and a cardiac arrest. And so, yes, and there's always pain for the child. Yes.
And there's always pain.
Always.
I mean, they don't go out of their way to try to make it painless.
No.
But because this child, very viable, could easily just be taken out of the womb and live, just
mm-hmm.
like the other child that was born before they got to the hospital. And by the way, they can't kill that child once it's born, right?
They're not supposed to.
Hmm.
And we have been trying really hard to pass some baby born alive bills because, for example, in that same cardiac injection, sometimes they miss. And so that baby survives the abortion, but that solution is still in the mother's womb and they cannot inject her a second time because then it could kill her.
Wow.
And so the baby born survives, but they don't do anything to resuscitate that baby. They leave that baby just to die on the table. And we've been told horror stories about what was done. We were told at one legislative session that there was one doctor that just got the baby was born, I believe it was 35 weeks, and they took a sharp instrument and just drove it in the heart of the baby that survived.
Ethel Maharg, you are with the Right to Life Committee. We got to take a break, thanks to some sponsors, but we got two more segments with you. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budge. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy, and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are in studio today with Ethel Maharg. She's the executive director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico. And Ethel, we're talking about late-term abortion. Mm-hmm. It's legislation that was tried to be passed last year. It was defeated. And everything is really close in New Mexico. But I've heard various politicians say that if the faith community would turn out as many as 50,000 people, what we would consider moral issues, defending unborn babies, mm-hmm. defending people that may not even be cognizant of their life. You know, there's a lot of Alzheimer's and other things going on. We are really in a dilemma where we take life or death into our own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are here at the Right to Life Committee to defend life, again, from conception or fertilization through natural death. And Ethel, I'm just intrigued by, you can't get kind reactions from the opposition, because they have really nice names like Respect New Mexico Women and Women's Healthcare and pro-choice organizations and Planned Parenthood. But what they're really espousing is a very highly profitable business mm-hmm. of doing abortions.
Yes.
Tell us what. Are you a single issue person? Is Ethel Maharg just worried about abortion and that's it?
I've been accused of that, Jim. I have a friend, we had a conversation and she said, "You're just a single issue person." And I said, "Really?" I go, "Well, let's talk about abortion because, I've been told that a lot." And I said, "You know, let's take aside the fact that a baby is mutilated. It is dismembered from, taken from its mother's womb and die." I go, "Let's put that aside." And then the other thing is let's put aside the fact that women, are affected for the rest of their lives, women and men.
Mentally and spiritually,
and sometimes even physically.
And physically,
yes, some even die. So, because of that. So, but let's put that aside. And I said, so, you know, if you think about it, like, well, let's look at the economics of abortion. And that is that, for one, we have annihilated an entire country. 61 million people are gone off the face of this earth. Mm-hmm. And then we wonder why we have issues like with Social Security and not being able to pay, you know, tax base. Our tax base has been eroded tremendously. And I've done some work on that. And I'm wanting to write about it to really let people know. And I got to looking at the average work span was about 30 years. And so I thought, what does the average person make? And so I took New Mexico and the entire nation, and I came, how much do they pay in taxes in a year and all these things? So, I found out that we have lost in 47 years about $14 trillion tax wise only. And so from an economic standpoint, abortion has touched even that. So you can accuse me all you want of being in a single issue person, but I tell them, you know what? It made God's top 10.
Yes.
So thou shalt not kill. So the thing is, it is the primary issue. When we realize that we get abortion, the life issue right, everything else is going to line up because everything follows. We have women who have had abortions. They have a 85% tendency toward rage, women and men. And we wonder why we are like the most violent city.
Mm-hmm.
We're number one. We are the abortion capital of the world. Why do we not see that there's a correlation there? Also, we have over 50%, they began or increased drug abuse after abortion. We have such a high rate of, drugs here in our state. So, and again, you just connect those dots to abortion. And so it's not everything is abortion. I get that. But a good part is, and a lot of it would line up with, you know, once we got that issue taken care of, when we got the life issue straightened up, everything else would follow because God said, thou shalt not kill.
Yes.
We have to protect them.
Ethel, but I want to ask you two things. Okay. There are people listening that have had abortions.
Uh-huh.
There are men that have probably at some time or another been involved with someone that has had an abortion with their knowledge. Are we that are in that position, are we just condemned for life?
No, absolutely not. You know, there's only one unpardonable sin the Bible talks about, and that one's not it.
Mm.
You know, God forgives. Mm-hmm. God is merciful. And we talked the last time about many times women are forced into the situation, and many times parents do it out of fear for their children. And so, no, we extend grace and mercy to them because they're going to need it. I just spoke with a woman that her niece came from Louisiana, and we were trying to talk her off that ledge. And unfortunately, she went through a late-term abortion, but she was so upset with the niece. And I said, she goes, I don't even want to talk to her. And I said, you're going to have to. I said, give yourself a couple days. I said, but she's going to need you more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because when it lands on her, it's going to be with both feet. And so she's going to need somebody that she can talk to.
Right.
And so we need to extend grace and forgiveness. And, you know, CareNet has a wonderful resource. CareNet, I believe Project Defending Life does as well, the pregnancy centers.
Mm-hmm.
They have restorative ministries to help people, you know, who have experienced abortion, experience God's forgiveness and restoration.
You know, I've had a conversation with a number of pastors who like to emphasize obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times in my own life, I know, gosh, I haven't been obedient. And were it not for me to have depended on what I believe is the most important thing, and that is the unconditional grace through the cross mm-hmm. and forgiveness that we are extended, that's the beginning of all of it. And abortion is one of those things
that's
that
right.
God forgives you and even will use that for good somehow.
That's right.
With other people that might need encouragement. And it's an amazing thing to be somebody that believes in Jesus because mm-hmm. we're not condemning each other. We're just trying to live together and do the right thing and honor people and love people. And mm-hmm. It's an amazing thing. So you've got your work cut out for you, young lady. One more segment with Ethel Maharg. She is the executive director of the Right to Life Committee. We'll be right back with Ethel. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
What are you doing to enhance your marriage?
We want to be on the same page.
Even when that gets tough.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember.
It was one of like the best weekends ever.
We just want to soak in all this knowledge.
It was fun. And practical.
The Weekend to Remember is coming to the Hyatt Regency Tamaya Resort and Spa February 21st.
Just do it because you're going to get something good out of this.
Wow, this is really making a difference.
Sign up through January 28th and save 50% per couple. Visit weekendtoremember.com.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
When that check engine light comes on, do you instantly fear the worst? After all, we know how uncomfortable it can be to take your car to the shop wondering if your technician genuinely cares about you and your car. At Christian Brothers Automotive at Albuquerque and Rio Rancho, you'll never have to think twice about it. Their highly trained technicians approach their work with honesty and integrity. In Albuquerque at 8031 Ventura Street Northeast and in Rio Rancho at 2014 Southern Boulevard Southeast. Online at cbac.com.
The Children's Grief Center of New Mexico provides support services for children and their caregivers after the death of a loved one. Each month, specialized workshops are offered. During the school year, peer support groups are offered in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho. During the summer and holiday months, short-term services are offered, including Camp Corazon, a free 3-day, 2-night camping experience that provides grieving children with age-appropriate coping skills, helping them manage grief. Families are never charged for these services. The Children's Grief Center of New Mexico's 14th Annual Healing Hearts Luncheon and Silent Auction is Friday, February 7th at 11 a.m. Proceeds from this event help to provide the assistance these children and their caregivers need. To attend, sponsor a table, or donate in lieu of attending, go to childrensgrief.org or call 323-0478. That's 323-0478. Part of Mission New Mexico. Sponsored by New Mexico Solar Group, Star 88, and KNKT.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our last segment with Ethel Mahart this afternoon. Ethel, tough subject, talking about the Right to Life Committee and the issues that may be considered in the state legislature. You've got a neat event coming up this Saturday. Tell us about
it. We do. It is the memorial that takes place every year, and that is to remember we have right approximately 5,000 children that are lost to abortion here in Albuquerque in the state. And
that's annually.
Annually. Mm. So we want to go there, and that's at Mount Calvary Cemetery Chapel, and this Saturday, January 18th, from 1 to 2:30. And so that would be great to have a great gathering there. And then, of course, the march on Wednesday, on the 22nd. But I also want to encourage everyone to attend this, because sometimes we stay away from the other side. And I don't. Mm-hmm. I go right after it, you know, because the thing is, I actually am on Governor Grisham's email. And so what I do is I'm like Zig Ziglar. He says he reads the Bible and the newspaper both, because he wants to know what both sides are up to, right? So the thing is this, that we have our March for Life is on the 22nd, but on the 23rd, they're going to have Roe versus Wade Day at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe. And it's tough to be there. I'm going to just tell you, it's not pleasant to be there, but it's important that we're there, that we have all eyes watching what is going on. We keep our ears to the ground to hear what is going on. Because remember, they haven't introduced anything, but the deadline for introducing any new bill is going to be February the 5th. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that could be something, an impetus for them to maybe they go to the governor and really urge them, because they're saying that some legislators just didn't listen to them last year. And we're so glad about that. But so we're going to go ahead. I encourage everybody, don't just attend the pro-life ones. Attend theirs. Let's just find out what it is that's going on. We have to be intelligent. We have to be knowledgeable about what it is that's going on around us on the other side as well.
Last time we got together, you shared some really compassionate things that you do with young women, or women in general, that pregnant women that mm-hmm. are considering abortion. Mm-hmm. You just try to give them all the information. You don't try to coerce them. You don't try. And yet you've indicated that maybe on the Planned Parenthood side, because there's a profit motive there, mm-hmm. that sometimes people are coerced.
Yes, they're coerced. Oftentimes in many ways, like 80%. The men coerce them. They, you know, tell them, you know, you need to have this abortion or I'll leave, or just things like that. Mm-hmm. Or parents will tell their children, you don't have this abortion, I'll kick you out of the house. And that's illegal. They can't say that. And so
But yeah, a lot of them are saying it because somehow they think that's loving.
It is. They're afraid. The parents are afraid. Mm-hmm. And the men are afraid. I mean, it's okay. I counseled with a man and I said, it's okay to be afraid. Mm-hmm. You know, you're afraid that maybe you may think, for whatever reason, you may think, what kind of a dad am I going to be? Will I be able to support? Will I be able to care for this child? So they're afraid. And because of that, they apply pressure on the other kids, on the woman. And then parents or their kids, they'll tell them that because they're fearful for their future. They think, oh my gosh, this is just going to ruin her life forever. And that's not the case at all. They find that that's the biggest blessing of all. You know, I told one woman with her daughter, I said, you're not always going to feel like this. Mm-hmm. I said, I promised you that in a year, I said, that baby's going to be all over Facebook. And guess what? Mm-hmm. That next year, that baby was all over Facebook. It was the pride of their life, the joy. And so, you know, it's just momentary. It's fear and they react to it. But, you know, abortion is final. Mm-hmm. You know, it's final. When it's over, that baby's dead. Mm-hmm. And then so are the women.
Right.
In some sense, spiritually. So.
You know, I'm always fascinated by scripture, especially reading about King David, mm-hmm. because the word says that he is a man after God's own heart, yet he committed adultery. Mm-hmm. He was a murderer. He committed Bathsheba's mm-hmm. husband, mm-hmm. murdered him, mm-hmm. took her, So he's a murderer and an adulterer and a liar. And I mean, there's 100 things he was, mm-hmm. none of which are godly, yet right. God forgave him.
Exactly.
And he does exactly the same thing for us. Now, that's not license to go do whatever you want.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But people need to know that you're not condemned. And you're not condemned by the pro-life movement, at least the ones that I have been with. You know, go to CareNet, go to a pregnancy center. They're going to love you. Mm-hmm. They're going to love you whether you're pregnant and you're scared to death, or they're going to love you if you've had an abortion, and they'll help you find healing and restoration. You know, none of us are perfect. You know, David, definitely. I love David's story because, you know, like, what's that group? He says, when I tell you my story, it's his story. Mm-hmm. Big Daddy Weep. Okay.
Yes.
And I love that because it's true. And the more messed up we are, the more we're so grateful to God for what he's done. And he just, man, we're a walking testimony if he'll let us be.
Right.
Yeah.
I sent you, and I can't remember the gentleman's name, but there's a very successful running back for Ohio State. His mother was going to abort him.
Oh, yes.
And he's actually come out and said, yeah, my mom was going to abort me. She didn't. And look.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a very successful football career. He's being educated, probably has a future in the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, amazing stuff.
Absolutely.
So there's many, many stories. And yet there's no stories about kids that were aborted because
right.
we don't know what they could have
right.
been. And we don't know how they could have changed the lives of people that may have adopted them or changed the lives of the parents that would have put them up for adoption or would have kept them and raised them.
Right.
There's just a lot of miraculous things that could happen.
Absolutely.
And there's always good reasons on both sides from a worldly standpoint to rationalize aborting.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have a tough job.
Yeah. But you know, it is indefensible, especially late term indefensible. So we have no defense for it.
Yeah.
You know, how could we do that? Even those who are pro-choice, 15% came over this, so we are against that. Believe it or not.
Right.
Those that are pro-choice, they'll say there's a fine line. They say that's, we can't cross over that.
Right.
And so, more and more, I told you earlier that I just listened to a program. They said that the marches are growing in size and they're also growing in youth. So a lot of young people are showing up. So please bring your kids, mm-hmm. you know, teach them from early on, bring the kids, so let's keep this movement going.
So tell us one more time. You have an event this weekend.
Yes.
It's a memorial.
Yes,
to
memorial.
The roughly 5,000 people that have been aborted this past year
mm-hmm.
in New Mexico.
Yes.
And it's a memorial service.
Yeah, it is. And that's at Mount Calvary Cemetery, the little chapel. And then that's from 1 to 2:30.
Okay. And then next Wednesday, which will be the second day of the legislative session, you're asking people to get up to Santa Fe around 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And your event starts at 10:30.
10:30. Uh-huh.
And it's a Right to Life March.
Yes, Right to Life March. And then we join everybody, the Catholics, Protestants, all of us together, and we join together.
And you've got a Roe v. Wade, the opposition meeting the next day. And you're actually asking people to show up.
Show up. You know what? I took their material and took it when I lobbied the representatives, and I go, look what they want you to believe.
Mm.
Because they don't understand that. They just hear what they're telling them.
Right.
So I made sense for them. I said, they're telling you here that 77% of New Mexicans want abortion. I go, that's not what this means. Let me explain.
Right. Ethel, thanks so much for your time today. We're going to see you again on Monday. You'll be here with Vince Torres. And again, we're just trying to build up, get people to understand how they can gather information from the various websites about all the issues that are going to be coming out in the legislative session. It's supposed to be primarily a budget session.
Yes.
But there's always stuff that gets introduced by the governor's office. So we're going to be right back right after Ethel. Again, Ethel, thanks.
Thank you.
For being with us. Stay tuned to ABQ Connect because we have the song, The Eye of the Storm. And Ryan Stevenson, the author and the singer of that song, is going to be with us in our next half hour. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're going to be telling you all about the Toby Mac Hits Deep Tour. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Ryan Stevenson.